Hello.
Hi Jacob, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, better. Yeah, sorry I haven't been calling back, okay. So, how long is the process to become my mom's caregiver?
Very quick, I just didn't receive your application yet. I already did your background screening, you're all clear. All I need is for you to submit your application, and then you're already set up to be the caregiver. You're good.
I am so it'll start as soon as possible.
So, listen,
Yes.
but first of all, did you receive the application? Did you see it yet or receive it?
I don't think so.
So, you know what
I
I'm gonna
looked
ask?
at
Call, text me your email address. So I'll just literally copy and paste it in because I guess it may
Okay.
have not come through. I don't know.
So at this number right here.
Yeah, I'm texting you. Text your email address. Okay, you send that.
Okay.
Another thing that has to be done. It's extremely noisy by you.
I'm outside and it's windy as heck out here, so.
Do you hear me well though?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly fine.
Okay, because for me it's a little hard to hear you, but okay. It's okay, I'll manage. Listen, basically, I looked into the state website. You did a great job by requesting home care services. So they will be reaching out to Margaret in the near future. It's probably going to be this week or next week to schedule for the initial assessment.
Okay.
Okay. Now,
Now,
something, yeah.
if she is in a hotel, is that going to look bad on me and her or not?
Good question. I'm not really sure the truth is.
Because I just don't want them coming out here and saying, are you guys living in here? Yeah, we kind of are right now. Sorry, I don't know what to do right now. We're trying to figure stuff out and everything. I'm just kind of, with it
That's
being
true.
Christmas, with it being Christmas coming up, nothing is really going to be open and stuff, and we're just trying to figure out. She was just in the hospital a couple days ago, and she's fine. And I'm like, okay, well, I don't know where to go from here. Unless downtown, which Kansas City, which I don't really know a whole lot about it, but don't know. We're just trying to figure stuff out, like really bad, and we, I mean, if. Yeah, I was hoping to get everything going, but yeah,
Right.
so
So listen,
okay.
they shouldn't have a problem with it. If you want, we could double check. I'm happy to give a call to the state with you. To number one, find out, do you think it's going to be an issue that we're in a hotel? Number two, to let them know something that you didn't do on last call, which is fine. It could be done on this call. Is to let them know you
Okay.
wanted to go with Deluxe Home Care.
Okay, yeah, because if they kind of look at that like, huh, why is she in a hotel? Oh, sorry. Stuff does happen.
I mean, I'm assuming it's because you don't have a house to live in, right?
We're trying to find places around the area, but so far nothing has came up, and yeah, and I'm looking everywhere to figure something out. And yeah, we're just trying to figure out what to do next, 'cause I don't really want the money we have to go bye-bye, and then we're sitting here looking stupid at each other like, oh great, we're back at square one again.
Right. That's a good question. I think we should call the state to number one, request Deluxe Home Care, and number two, ask, do you think it's going to be a problem that we're in a hotel during the assessment?
Yeah, because I just don't want everything to look good, and then like they start questioning me like, well, how come she's in the hotel? How come this and that?
Well, they wouldn't accuse you. I don't see why you have anything to do with it.
No.
I mean, I can't imagine why they would get you into trouble.
Yeah, I'm just saying, because I don't know what they're saying. Like, so are
I
they
don't
going to
think
actually
so,
come
but
to the hotel?
Oh, they actually got you like back to the hotel?
What did you say?
Are they going to actually come to the hotel?
Yeah. It's a
physical
face-to-face assessment. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't know. I've never been through any of this. I don't
know.
You've
given them your you've given them the address. It's on 14800 East 42nd Street, right?
No, that is not correct.
Oh, so where is that? Yeah, room number 119. No?
Room 119? I thought I gave you the 1211 Armor Road.
Oh, you did. You did. I do recall that. Hold on, let me update my stuff.
Okay, right. And we're at room 117.
117, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 117.
North Kendall City, sorry, that's my bad.
Yep. 6411.
1211 Armor Road, room 117. Okay. Fine, I say let's call the state. Number one, find out if they would make issues the fact that you are in a hotel. Number two, find out if you could please request the home care be Deluxe Home Care, your agency.
Yeah.
Okay? Deluxe Home
Okay.
Care. Do you want me to send you a text of how to spell it? Just because I know there's a different agency that sounds super similar to ours. It's
yes.
spelled a little bit different, so I just want to text it to you. Hold on.
Okay. And I would love... If she got any time, would you mind talking to my mom and just letting her know everything?
Sure. It would probably be easiest if you were together with her.
I am. She's right here with me.
Oh, hello.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Hello. This is for me to be your caregiver. Talk to her nicely.
Okay, if you have any specific questions, I'm happy to answer that. Otherwise, I'm happy to call the state now. You're going to ask for number one. You're wondering if you could start with the requesting Deluxe Home Care. Say, hi, I'm calling to request Deluxe Home Care as my agency. I put in a referral, but I'd never requested an agency. That's your first question.
Hello, sorry.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Here she is. Hello.
Hi, Margaret. It's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe from Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care. I'm helping you get assessed so that we could see if you'll be approved for your son to be your home health aide and get paid for working with you. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to call the state. You're going to, number one, request Deluxe Home Care. Number two, you're going to ask them if it's a problem that you're in a hotel right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I want the assessment to go well, so I want to make sure that that would be okay. Okay?
What will be coming out?
Okay. Maybe your son could explain it.
Okay.
Have him explain it, because I just went through it with him.
Do what now?
Jacob, if you could explain to your mom that the reason we're calling is firstly to request the agency, which is us, Deluxe Home Care.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
secondly, to make sure that the assessment will take place in the hotel. Just to confirm, is it okay that we live in a hotel? Is that going to make a problem? That's the two things you're asking.
Yes.
Okay, so let me get them on the phone. Hold on.
Services, this is Alyssa. I'm calling regarding services for yourself.
It's called Binders.
Sorry. I need to ask a question. So, my mom and myself, we are living in a hotel, and I am going to become her caregiver. Just asking, is that okay if she is in a hotel and not a home?
Yes, that is fine.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure.
Yep.
I just didn't want to get in trouble or nothing like that.
Nope, that is fine. I've heard of that before, actually. So it's no problem with us.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I hope you have a good day. Do you need any resources?
We've been trying to find some resources to actually help us out. We haven't found any yet.
Okay. Let's see what I can find. Where are you guys located at? What city?
We are in North Kansas City, 64116.
Okay.
And I know a lot of places are downtown area and downtown Kansas City.
Okay, let me see. Six, four, one, one, what?
64116.
Wait, question for you, Jacob.
Yes.
Now it's Becky from Deluxe. Just make sure to let them know you want Deluxe Home Care as the provider, okay?
Oh, okay. Is this Becky again?
Yeah, but I'm going to bring you back to the state. Just let them know Deluxe Home Care, okay?
Oh, my bad.
Okay, no problem.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey. I have a phone. I'm sorry.
I want Deluxe Home Care.
And so I didn't get the name of the person that I was talking to earlier.
Oh, you're talking about my mom, or are you talking about?
Are you wanting me to put something on your case?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And do you have your DCN or MoHealthNet ID?
No, I do.
Do you have your social?
Yes. I know my
What's
social.
What's your social?
490-062562.
Are you going to be receiving home care services as well?
No, I'm actually going to be my mom's caregiver.
Okay, so you're wanting Deluxe Home Care for your mom.
Yes. Sorry, my bad. Sorry.
Okay. No, you're good. What is her name?
Her name is Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. It should be underneath the Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S.
And the
should
date
be underneath 9/14/1957.
Okay. Could it be under a different last name?
Yep, that's what I thought. Doherty.
D-O-U-G-H-E-R-T-Y.
Okay.
And what's your name?
My name is Jacob, J-A-C-O-B, Doherty as well.
And can she provide me permission to speak with you real quick?
Yes, hold on. She's actually on the phone real quick, and she'll be off in a minute. Trying to get her.
Why don't I give you this number to emergency assistance? It's in Kansas City. It looks like it's in St. Joseph. Is that close to you?
St. Joseph? Not really. It's about, that's about a good 30, 40 minutes, I think.
It says that it does serve the area I put in your zip code, and it has the main services are help for housing, help for paying
it
houses.
Okay.
Yeah, utilities, personal hygiene, one-on-one support.
Okay. I'll go ahead and take the number down. I'll give them a call.
All right. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right. Give me one second.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
That number is 816.
Okay.
221-4377.
4377.
Yes.
And so what is it called?
It's called Emergency Services by Catholic Charities of Kansas City.
Okay. Charity.
Do you want to know?
Okay, I'll give them a call and see what they can do.
That's my day. I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's like the only thing.
I don't want to put her in a shelter or nothing like that or anything like that. No, I couldn't handle that.
No, I understand. Yeah, that's what I'm – it looks like that's what I'm finding.
Is that the only one, right?
Well, this one is in North Kansas. This is in your actual zip code, and it's called Utility or Rentals Assistance in Northland Assistance Center. Have you talked to them?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
Let me give
May
you their
I get their number, too? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. So, can I ask you a question? Can they help out with like hotel vouchers and stuff like that, or do you not know?
This says emergency payments, help for housing, and help for paying utilities.
Okay. Okay.
What it says for me.
All right. So can I get the number, please?
Yeah, it is 816.
Okay.
421.
421.
2243. And I can give you this website that I'm looking at. It's a website that the state has created, and it has resources, and it lists all kinds of resources near you. I can give you it, and you can look it up online.
Okay.
So it's family, FAMILY.
Okay.
Resources, resources.
Okay.
.mo.gov. And so, like, for example, there's two boxes that you fill out. One's your zip code and one's the other thing that you're looking for. All I put in was emergency housing and then your zip code, and it pulled up that information for me.
Okay, I will give them a call. My mom is free to talk right now if you want to talk to her for a minute.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, when you say you're going to lift things around, what do you mean by that?
What? I'm sorry.
What do you mean by you're going to look around things? To see if I need help or what?
No. What I was going to ask is I wanted permission from you to speak with Jacob regarding your case before I provided him information.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Sorry.
And then he was... Sorry.
No, it's all good.
Okay. So I can put on here that you are requesting deluxe home care for those services. Do you have a phone number for them by chance?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It's on my phone. Hold on.
No problem.
Okay, so here's the number. It is 314.
501-2507. This is Becky's number.
All right. All right, is there anything else I can help you guys with today?
Nope. I just wanted to verify and make sure that my mom was going to be okay if she, I mean, if she was to stay in a hotel and I could still be her caregiver and still make sure she's going to be okay.
Yep, you guys should be fine.
Yeah, because I've been doing this for a while, take care of her, like giving her like baths and stuff like that, giving her medicines.
Yeah, no, I understand. What's a good callback number for you guys?
I'll give you both numbers if you want. Mine is 816-838-2942, and then my mom's is 816-838-3436.
All right.
What is your name by chance?
My name's Alyssa.
Alyssa. Okay.
Yes. All right.